I was signing up on a healthcare website, which used to be completely accessible. And once you get signed up, it's actually pretty good. However, we hit a section that said, enter the drop-down list of questions, select your question, and then the next thing would be put in your answer. And you could see where to put in the answer, but nothing in the world that I could think of, and equally that my husband could think of, would allow me to see the questions. We tried JAWS, we tried NVDA, and with both of those programs, we tried Internet Explorer and Firefox, and nothing would allow us to see those questions.
You would think it would be a drop-down list.
Yes.
It's not. It's actually a mouse over pop-up. The only way that you may actually get to be able to see those, and this is a very big long shot, is by using the JAWS cursor and actually hovering the physical mouse over it. It's a very bizarre way of doing things. And I've seen it work somewhat with system access, but the issue is that it's not a standard drop-down bit box like you'd think it would be. What you'd want to do is actually get somehow the mouse over it. So if it's, say, JAWS, you use the mouse cursor to move over it. And you may have to do a mouse click to actually get those to drop down. But you won't see it with the PC cursor. You'll only see them with the JAWS cursor.
I'm finding Microsoft Office has just gotten worse with every version since 2010. And I'm using 2016, and I have lots of problems with it, such as reading drop-down lists in Excel and a number of other things. So all I know is the drop-down lists that I can use Office 2010 at work easily with do not work with the later versions of Office. Has anybody else experienced that with Excel?
Same thing. 2013 is horrible as compared to 2010.
Yeah. I also have a lot of problems with Outlook. In Office 2016, I'm using Outlook 365, which is supposed to be, you're supposed to get the latest updates with that. But I find that I often have to go to the unread folder because in the inbox, it sticks at certain points and you can't arrow up and down and read the list of messages. And I've tried everything I can think of, including calling Microsoft and Freedom Scientific, and neither one of them seem to be able to figure out what's going on.
As the standalone version of Office 2016 and the one including Office 365. From an actual usability standpoint, do you think there's a difference?
I would like to know the answer to that. I often actually wonder if there is, because if there is, I would be willing to buy the standalone version. Anybody know the answer to that?
I just bought 2016 Office in Outlook, and I've been having enormous problems. So I was just talking to Evan here a little bit about them, and I think a lot of it has to do with the view settings, that you have to turn off preview, and you have to have a grid list rather than being in a table view, and there's a whole bunch of things that I just got it, so I'm just starting to play with it. I can barely use it, but I'm hopeful that it's a settings issue more than a true accessibility issue.
And the calendar is even worse. I have a lot of trouble with that. I mean, I'm using Office 2016 every day, but do I have problems with it? Absolutely.
I think that with Office 365, so you're saying you pay the subscription to...
Yes.
With that, you're entitled to download the full installation of 2016, which is probably what you've done.
Yes.
So I don't think there's any substantial difference at all. I mean, I think they're identical. If you were to purchase the standalone version of 2016 as opposed to subscribing year over year like you're doing, I don't think there's any difference at all. But I think you're also entitled to roll back to 2013, and I think it's still available as a download.
I actually did that on my desktop computer at home because I got so frustrated with it, but I started using 2016 on my laptop, and I'm struggling along with that, but I did roll back on one of them.
Is it worth moving from Windows 7 or 8 to Windows 10?
And if you're running Windows 8.1 or 8, it's definitely worth upgrading to 10. But from Windows 7, I think it's caused me nothing but trouble. I have not found any advantage at this point to Windows 10. It's different. It is usable, though. There are some accessibility issues, but I don't think there are that many. The biggest problem I have with it is that if I tab too far in some of the apps, my computer freezes, and I have no idea why. And I have 24 gigabytes of RAM on my computer, so I don't think it's a memory issue. It may be the way it's using the memory.
So how do you get it unfreezing?
Then I usually, after about 45 seconds, JAWS comes back. And after that's happened four or five times, if I go into my system tray, I see JAWS five times in there.
I think that's JAWS crashing rather than
Windows too.
I just got a new laptop with that Office 2016, and when I plugged it into my, I have a USB hub, and I forgot that I have a USB headphones hooked up to it, and they seem to work okay. But when I try to just use the jack, like the headphone, plug my wireless headphones into the headphone jack, I could not get that to work at all. It's just, it's silent.
With the USB one plugged in?
I tried it both ways, and it didn't work. I just couldn't get anything out. The only way I can get JAWS to be active, you know, hear it, is to have the USB headphones plugged in.
Did you check all the volume settings for the...
Yes, I turned up the volume. And
while it's plugged into the headphone jack? Because it keeps those volumes separate now.
Oh, it keeps it separate.
Yeah.
I thought I tried that, but I may not have. So that's a good point. They just be turned down really low.
This is an Apple keyboard question. I have someone, client, who doesn't do gestures. What I need to do is start and end dictation somehow.
You can do that. You could make the keyboard on screen visible. Then if you go down to the bottom of the screen, you have a control down arrow. If you go left a couple of shots, you should be right on.
Okay, good idea.
But can you make that on screen keyboard visible while you're using the physical keyboard?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the last key on the right.
Just, I can't remember what the actual keyboard command is, but isn't there a new command that came out in a very recent update for Apple generic that calls the Magic Tap? It's more than just starting and stopping the audio. It's the equivalent of the two-finger double tap.
If you could find that, that would be great.